Title: Lensman Ableton Live 12 Piano Rush Drop Blueprint for Ravelace Tension. Intro: Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll build a Lensman-style piano that sits warm and soulful, then explodes into a jittering, rave-tinged rush at the drop. The whole blueprint uses Live stock devices. I'll walk you through layered instruments, a MIDI rush roll, the FX chain, and performance automation, so your piano keeps clarity and punch in a 174 BPM drum and bass context. Lesson overview: this is a focused, practical template you can drop into a DNB track. We'll create a layered instrument rack: piano, body, top harmonics, and percussive transient. Program an arpeggiated rush for 174 BPM, and design an FX and automation chain using a Q8, saturator, drum bus, compressor sidechain, glue, hybrid reverb, and echo. You'll also get a performance-ready processed audio duplicate for gritty rave texture, and a set of automation and mixing rules for tension and clarity. What you will build by the end, you'll have a layered instrument rack piano with three chains: body, top slash harmonics, and percussive click. A MIDI rush, a fast arpeggiated or rolled piano pattern tailored for 174 BPM. A stock device audio FX chain. EQ8, saturator, drum bus, compressor sidechain, glue, hybrid reverb, echo, plus auto filter automation. Performance variations: a clean hit, a rush roll, and a processed chopped audio duplicate for abrasive rave character. A set of macro maps and automation for cutoff sweeps, reverb and delay throws, stereo motion, and transient shaping to push tension. Step-by-step walkthrough: set your live set to 174 BPM and pick a key. I'll give device names and suggested parameter ranges as we go. A. Create the layered piano instrument. 1. Make a MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Name it Piano Rush Drop. 2. Build three chains inside the rack. Chain A. Body. Load sampler or simpler classic and use an acoustic grand sample from the core library under Piano and Keys. Tune to your song key, set root key, and turn looping off. Chain B. Top slash harmonics. Load a brighter electric or piano preset in simpler. This chain will be brighter and sit on top of the body. Chain C. Percussive slash click. Use sampler with a short processed piano snippet, felt mallet, or tight attack sample. Set the sample start to emphasize the attack and a short amp release, around 10 to 60 milliseconds. 3. Create these macro mappings on the instrument rack. Macro 1. Top blend. Control the volume of chain B, range from minus infinity to 0 dB. Macro 2. Per click, control chain C level. Macro 3. Drive, to be mapped to a saturator later. Macro 4. Filter cutoff, to be mapped to an auto filter. 4. Add expressive velocity rules. Put a velocity MIDI device before the rack to shape incoming velocity. Use the rack's keyzone slash velocity editor, so you can make chain C responsive to specific velocity ranges or trigger it only on high velocity hits. In short, low velocity can favor the body, higher velocities bring in click and top layer. B. Gulp the sound. Basic FX chain: place these stock devices after the instrument rack, in this order. 1. EQ8, high pass at about 40 to 60 Hz, slope 12-24 dB slash octave. Make a gentle cut around 200-400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB to reduce boxiness, and a small boost at 2 to 5 Khz of around plus 1.5 dB to push attack forward. 2. Saturator. Drive around 1.5 to 4 dB. Soft clip curve. Dry slash wet 40-60% for warmth. 3. Drum bus. Drive 0 to 6. Crunch 10-20%. Use the transient control to tighten attack and slightly reduce sustain for punch. 4. Compressor for sidechain. Enable sidechain. Route it to your kick or drum bus. Ratio 3:6:1. Attack 8:15 ms. Release 80-160 ms. Set threshold, so the compressor yields about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits to make the piano pump with the drums. 5. Glue compressor. Gentle bus glue. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 ms. Release auto about 1 to 2 dB of reduction. 6. Utility. Set width around 85-100%. Keep your low end centered with later mid/side work. 7. Hybrid reverb. Pre-delay 1040 ms. Size small to medium. Diffusion 30-50%. Mix 15-30%. Put a low cut on the reverb around 800 Hz so tails don't swamp the low end. 8. Echo. Place after reverb for slap and stereo movement. Sync to 1/8 or 1/16 dotted if you like. Dry slash wet 10-30%. feedback 20-40%. Use filtering on the delay and small modulation to add jitter. Ping pong or stereo mode helps the rush move across the field.
C.
Program the MIDI rush 1. Start with a sparse 1-4 bar chord progression in your key. Lensman style. Voicings with 7ths and 9ths. Low voice 3rds.
2.
For the rush, insert Live's arpeggiator before the instrument rec. Use rate 1/32 for a fast DNB rush. Try 1/16T for triplet or swung feels. Style. Up or up slash down to taste. Gate around 30-60% to keep notes tight. Retrigger on.
3.
Add a note length device after the arp to shorten notes to about 25-50% for that staccato rave feel.
4.
Add random or a velocity device for small velocity variation. Keep amount low, around 3 to 12.
5.
Humanize the timing with the groove pool. Load a small swing or create a subtle custom groove and commit it to the clip so the rush feels musical and not machine perfect.
D.
Create the rush arrangement and interplay with drums 1. Duplicate the MIDI clip and place it on a separate track called Piano Rush Processed. Once you like the timing, freeze and flatten the duplicate to audio. This gives you a processing safe layer for heavier manipulation.
2.
On the processed audio track, add frequency shifter with a tiny detune left and right, 0.1 to 2 Hz, to widen. Redux with subtle downsampling or bit reduction. Set reduction so it colors without collapsing the tonality. Dry slash wet 10-25%. A heavier echo with more feedback and tighter filtering. Automate the echo dry slash wet to swell during the drop. Beat repeat in small bursts for micro glitches. Use 1/32 or 1/16 intervals. Short decay and low gate to avoid mechanical overuse.
3.
Automate instrument rack macros during the drop. Top blend, increase as the rush hits to make harmonics cut through. Per click, spike at the start of the drop for extra transient. Filter cutoff, open quickly, around 80 to 140 ms for an instant brightening, then slowly modulate down for tension.
4.
Match sidechain behavior to sections. Tighten sidechain release during the rush so pumping matches the drums, and relax it between rushes. Shorter release during rush makes the pumping feel faster.
E.
Derivo and low-end control 1. Keep low-end mono and focused. Use multiband dynamics or EQ8 in mid/side to center the low band below around 180 to 250 Hz. Alternatively, duplicate the piano track and mono the low duplicate to keep lows locked.
2.
If you want more sub-energy, add a subtle pad or sub-bass layer on the chord roots and sidechain it tightly to the kick.
Bef.
Final polish and automation ideas 1. Automate hybrid, reverb mix from about 10% up to around 35% for the first half of the rush to add space without blurring transients.
2.
Automate echo feedback and its filter cutoff to make delay tails swell for the last hits.
3.
Use small clip transpositions, plus or minus 12 to 24 cents or semitone shifts, to create micro pitch slips before a drop for tension.
4.
Bounce a few variations to audio and comp. Keep at least one clean and one rave processed layer and blend them. Common mistakes to avoid over-reverbing the piano. Too much reverb kills transient clarity in fast DNB. Keep reverb time and wet percentage conservative during the drop. Sidechain overkill. Excessive gain reduction flattens dynamics. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of reduction on hits. Phase problems. When layering samples, always check mono compatibility and flip phase on a chain if energy collapses in mono. Uncontrolled low mids. A boosty 200-500 Hz region destroys punch. Use EQ8 subtractively. Too wide low frequencies. Keep sub and low mids centered or mono to avoid a weak mono sum. Arpeggiator timing mismatch. Ensure arp rate matches your groove. If it's clashing with hats or percussion, change from 1/32 to 1/16 or adjust gate and note length. Pro tips: freeze and flatten for CPU savings and creative mangling. Commit a MIDI rush to audio, then resample at different rates for new textures. Map macros aggressively. Group filter, top layer blend and saturation to one macro for an instant rave lift. Use a harmony bus. Route pianos and keys to a dedicated bus with bus EQ and glue so all harmonic elements breathe together with the kit. Automation shapes are the real tension makers. Short steep filter opens create immediate lift. Long slow closes build on ease. Combine small detune automation for analog style instability. For lensman warmth, keep top harmonics articulate and body rounded. Prefer subtle saturator and drum bus on the main piano. Reserve Bitcrush for an additional audio copy for grit. Capture real MIDI performance, and only lightly quantize to maintain human feel. Mini practice exercise goal: Build a 4-bar drop loop at 174 BPM, with a piano rush that uses 2 bars of rush and 2 bars of release. Steps. 1. New MIDI track. Load an instrument rack and make the 3 chains. Body. Top. Click. 2. Program a 2-bar chord progression using 7ths in your key. 3. Add an arpeggiator set to 1/32 and a note length at 35-45%. Add small random velocity. 4. Chain EQ 8 saturator drum bus compressor sidechain to a simple kick glue hybrid, reverb echo with the suggested starting values. 5. Duplicate the track, freeze and flatten the duplicate, then add redux, frequency shifter and heavier echo. Automate the filter cutoff macro to open sharply on bar 1 of the drop and close toward the end of bar 2. 6. Render the 4-bar loop and compare the rendered audio to the live MIDI version. Tweak levels and automation until the rush is clear and sits tightly with your drums. Recap: you now have a complete blueprint, a layered instrument rack piano with velocity control, an arpeggiator-driven MIDI rush, and a stock device FX chain comprising EQ8, saturator, drum bus, sidechain compressor, glue, hybrid reverb and echo. You also have a processed audio duplicate for gritty rave texture. Key principles: keep reverb and delay tasteful, use controlled sidechain to sit in the pocket, mono the low end, and map macros for immediate performance control. Use freeze and flatten to experiment destructively without losing your musical starting point.